It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz, the puzzle editor of The New York Times and the puzzle master for Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to talk to you again.
So, Will, can you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joseph Young, who conducts the blog Puzzle Rhea. I said, name a musical instrument, plus part of that instrument, drop the last letter of the instrument, and then rearrange all the remaining letters to name another musical instrument. What is it? Well, the first one is cello, and part of that is a bow. Drop the O from cello and add the letters of bow, and you can get cowbell.
Okay, listeners like their cowbell. So out of 151 correct entries, Tobias Duncan of San Cristobal, New Mexico is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Tobias, and welcome.
Well, thank you.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I have been playing for decades. I have submitted, I think, literally hundreds of times. But where I live is really poor cell reception, and I'm never around at the right place on the weekend. So you may have called me before.
But this is your time.
Boy, I hope so.
When you're not playing the puzzle, Tobias, what else do you like to do?
I'm a volunteer firefighter. I spend time doing the van life thing in Mexico during the winters lots of times. I camp on remote beaches. But it's probably time for me to grow up and get a real job.
Fascinating. Okay, well, Tobias, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Tobias and Sarah. Every answer today is a word that starts with the letters T-A, as in teaching assistant. And I'd like you to get them from their anagrams. For example, if I said bleat, B-L-E-A-T, you would say table. Every answer starts T-A, and here's your first one, state, S-T-A-T-E.
Oh, taste.
Taste is it. Number two is prate, P-R-A-T-E.
P-R-A-T-E. Tarp, or no. Taper.
Taper is it. Titan, T-I-T-A-N. And the next, the third letter is an I.
This is something you don't want to happen to your food or your water.
That's true.
Taint. Oh, my gosh.
Taint, is it? Tonal. T-O-N-A-L.
Talon.
Talon, is it? Attic. A-T-T-I-C.
A-T-T-I-C. Tacit?
Tacit, is it? Now they're getting longer. Lattice, L-A-T-T-I-C-E.
L-A-T-T-I-C-E.
Okay, this one's hurting my brain.
And this is a word that means relating to feeling.
Tactile?
Tactile, is it? And here's your last one. Alpinist, A-L-P-I-N-I-S-T.
Alpinist.
Let's see. And this is something that you wouldn't want your car to go into.
Or yourself emotionally.
Tailspin.
Tailspin, is it? Good job.
Great job, Tobias. You were way ahead of me on most of those, I have to say. How do you feel?
I feel relieved. And I'm very excited to get my lapel pin. It's probably the only material item that I actually covet in this world.
Well, we will get you one. And you're right, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get your weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Tobias, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KRZA out of Alamosa, Colorado, and KUNM out of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That is Tobias Duncan of San Cristobal, New Mexico. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, well, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Tom Helfrick of Sacramento. Think of a common sign seen along a highway. Rearrange the letters to name something inside a car. What is it? So again, a common sign seen along a highway. Rearrange the letters to name something inside a car. What is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, November 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include your phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And important, if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Sarah.